Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
The Bulgarian National Radio, 80 years in 80 weeks. 1943. No one can prevail on Bulgarians to hate Jews. No one can prevail on Bulgarians to hate Jews. These words belong to Germany's ambassador to Sofia Bekele at the time the last attempt was made by the German authorities to organise the deportation of Bulgarian Jews to the death camps. By the end of World War II, around 6 million Jews had been killed. Bulgaria succeeded in rescuing its citizens of Jewish descent at a volatile time when interstate relations were strained to breaking point. In today's 80 Years in 80 Weeks, we take you back to the dramatic year of 1943 with the help of the Bulgarian National Radio's Golden Fund.
За болшинството от моите връстници, родени в други европейски страни,
to most people my age, born in other European countries, such a return meant a heart-rending meeting with the graves of mothers, fathers, brothers and sisters. I, who was born here, whose childhood passed in this wonderful country, am visiting it for the second time with much love and affection. You Bulgarians were different compared to any other European nation. It is thanks to this historical difference that we are here today at this international event, marking the rescue of Bulgarian Jews. There were nations who tried to help the Jews persecuted by the Nazis. There were nations who did rescue some of their Jews, but it is a historically acknowledged fact that most European nations acquiesced to Hitler's monstrous final solution and frequently helped put it through. These words belong to Shulamit Shamir, wife of former Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir. The recording was made 45 years after an event of epic proportions from the time of World War II, the rescue of the Bulgarian Jews. The adoption of anti-Jewish laws and the persecution started in Europe in the mid-1930s. After Germany, anti-Jewish laws were adopted by Romania, Slovakia, Hungary, occupied France and Belgium, and the concentration camps were created. In 1942, at a conference in Berlin, the infamous final solution for the extermination of the Jews in Europe was adopted, opening the floodgates for deportation to the death camps from all occupied countries and the Axis powers. 48,000, this is the number of Jews that have to be exterminated in Bulgaria in the list compiled by countries. Here is Shulamit Shamir again about this tragic moment.
Признато е, че от всичките европейски страни, прегазени от нацистския ботуш,
it is an established fact that out of all countries crushed beneath the Nazi jackboot, the darkest times in the history of Europe and of the Jewish people, Bulgaria was the only country to have saved its Jews. Honor and glory to the noble Bulgarian people. Not that the Nazi butchers didn't want to take the Jews of Bulgaria to the slaughter. It is a well-known fact that the transport barges were standing at the ready in the ports of the Danube. Hundreds of thousands of Jews had been herded to be transported to the ports of exit on the Danube. The plans for the deportation of the Bulgarian Jews were finalized. The trains for the transportation of the human cargo were ready and waiting at the railway stations. And that was when history witnessed a miracle. one whole nation, intellectuals and labourers, people from the villages and from the towns, the church, the Holy Synod, men and women, all rose as one to rescue their compatriots, the Jews from the fascists in those infernal times, Shulamit Shamir says. Bulgaria's policy of joining the Tripartite Pact, as well as on the Jewish question, was dictated by the government and the monarch's desire to see Bulgaria reunited after the fiasco of World War I and by fears that the country would be trampled underfoot by the Wehrmacht, as so many other European countries had been. So, at the end of 1940, around 2 months before the country joined the Tripartite Pact, Parliament adopted the infamous Law on the Protection of the Nation. Despite protests that it is anti-constitutional, the law was promulgated and a number of prohibitions put in place for the Jewish community and a huge tax imposed on their property. In February 1943, after pressure from Germany, the Belev-Daneker Agreement was signed, envisaging the deportation of some 20,000 Jews from the so-called new territories, Vardar Macedonia, Aegean Thrace and Pirot. However, they in fact numbered no more than 14,000. This prompted the Commissariat for Jewish Affairs, headed by Alexander Belev, to include another 8,000 from the old territories, from Kyustendil, Dupnica, Plovdiv, Pazarjik. The sinister plan fell through, foiled by Parliament's Deputy Chair Dimitar Peshev and Bulgarian MPs, who found out about it. With the aim of putting a spoke in the wheels of any deportation plans in the future, Peshev took things into his own hands and wrote a letter that was to become famous, denouncing the government's covert intentions. Under this letter, he collected the signatures of 43 MPs. As a result, he was ousted from the position of Deputy Chair of the National Assembly, but his actions proved crucial to the rescue of the Bulgarian Jews. Another attempt was made that same year to solve the Jewish question. Germany demanded the deportation of all of the almost 50,000 Bulgarian Jews. Tsar Boris III was given two options, either that or interning 20,000 Jews from Sofia to the country. He gave his approval to the second plan, after the latest in a series of meetings with Hitler, when he once again refused to dispatch Bulgarian troops to the Eastern Front and to have the Jews deported from Bulgaria, the Bulgarian monarch died. But to all intents and purposes, the active persecution in Bulgaria had stopped after August 1943. Meanwhile, the most influential figure in the Bulgarian Orthodox Church, Metropolitan Bishop Stefan, sent a letter to all churches asking them to do what they can to facilitate the lives of the people subjected to persecution.
Това е чудна глава в историята на българския народ и в историята на еврейския народ.
That is a wonderful chapter in the history of the Bulgarian people and in the history of the Jewish people. And it can serve as the basis for a powerful spiritual bond between them. These words were spoken by Shulamit Shamir 45 years later, and they come as confirmation of the words of the German ambassador to Bulgaria. Yes, there is no way to prevail on Bulgarians to hate Jews. Thank you. Bulgarian National Radio 80 Years in 80 Weeks, we took you back to 1943 and the rescue of the Bulgarian Jews.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.